The loss of a leg or a foot is not half as bad. These new artificial limbs have joints which often work better than the real thing. And if you get arthritis, you can cure it with an oil can. Porter to Tiny, 125 miles north of the Arctic Circle. Porter whinnies with pleasure and offers a seat on the rotten bench we are occupying. She laughs, the sound ringing deep into the woods. She is standing with the sun behind her and we can see her body in silhouette. Her grey summer uniform is made of thin, transparent material. We'd like her to stay there forever. Her hair is long and golden, like a ripe cornfield. She cannot speak German, and we have to make ourselves understood in a queer kind of lingua franca. Porter speaks something he says is Finnish, but the girl doesn't understand him. Splashes jump out on the river. They are like big raindrops.
"They are shooting," says Gregor laconically. "Waste of time."
"Waste of powder at this distance," says the old man, lighting his silver-lidded pipe.
The spurts of water seem to race one another across the river.
"You are not frightened?" asks the girl soldier, smoothing her skirt.
"No," laughs Porter carelessly. "They're pitiful, those gun-crazy idiots."
"I never see them shooting before," she says, stretching her neck to see better.
"We can get a bit closer," suggests Porter, helping the girl up. "We're laughing at them here."
"Can you take a picture of me?"
she asks, offering Elisha to Heidi. She positions herself on top of the hill. Heidi takes a photograph of her, making sure that all the bullet splashes on the river are included.
"Let's take one with you in the middle of me and Tiny," shouts Porter with a big smile.
She laughs and puts her arms around their shoulders. Heidi squats like a real professional photographer. The explosive bullet tears away half her face. Flesh, blood and splinters of bone spray over Porter. A torn-off ear dangles from Tiny's chest like a medal.
"A sniper! A rotten bloody sniper!" shouts Tiny, dropping down alongside Porter.
They push the dead girl's body in front of them for cover. The bridge.
"Number 2 section ready to move off,"
orders the old man and swings his MPI over his shoulder. He looks tired and discouraged. A grey stubble of beard covers his face. His ancient silver-lidded pipe hangs sadly from the corner of his mouth. A few of the section get up and begin to get their weapons and equipment together. Porter and Tiny stay down in a warm hole they have found, and look as if none of it was any of their business.